Hi everyone, I'm Natalie and welcome to the Midnight Files. Today I thought we could sit down and talk about some more Reddit stories, some spooky stories, but this time I thought we could mainly just focus around some cryptids. So a cryptid is basically a story about a creature that is found in stories that some people believe exist or say they have seen, but they've never really been proven that they actually exist. So that could be like, you know, the Bigfoot, the Yeti, the Sasquatch people, like all those sorts of things that people see around the world. So that's basically what a cryptid is. I've gotten permission from everyone that's written in about their story about their cryptid experience. We can dive into the first one. So the title is Help Me Identify a Cryptid I've Encountered. And I'll link all of the stories below also. So for context, this was in Ohio. I'll say near Denison, but I don't want to be too specific for privacy reasons. So last year I worked closing shift, and so often I came home at 12 midnight or around there. One day I was driving home around that time when on a strip of road in front of me was a truck with its bright headlights still on, just parked in the middle of the road, stopped. My eyes are sensitive to light, but I'm used to headlights at night time, but these headlights were incredibly bright. So I had to slow down as I got closer to pass by them. And when I was about to, they flashed their headlights at me and I couldn't see anything. And I was afraid I was going to get jumped, so I sped past them. My vision quickly came back to me, and at first I thought it was just from my eyes being blinded, but there was something moving in front of me, in front of the car. It was reacting and reeling away from my car. It couldn't just be my mind. Running across the road right in front of me was a tall creature that stood higher than my 2001 Cavalier. Its body was just completely covered in white fur, and that it was all thick dreads like a mop. I swear I caught glimpses of its legs, most definitely tall, but I think what I saw between it was dreaded fur, was thin legs. But my eyes were glued to its neck. I'm not sure what I think I saw before my eyes became fixed. Its neck was so long and bendy, it reeled away while I think it was facing me. I couldn't see a head, yet it looked headless. Just a nummy neck covered in a mop of fur. I swerved away from it, thankfully didn't lose control, but I could only think about the disbelief and shock I was feeling while seeing it run so fast into the woods. I didn't want to stick around to see if it will come back or what the truck wanted to, so I just kept going, eager to get home, going even faster now. I've been scared to post it for a little bit, as I immediately posted about it on my personal account and in a private group chats. When I got home, my friends joked about it being a Wendigo. I was seeing if there was any animals or cryptids at least close to what I've seen for about a week before deciding to post it here. I went onto my private account again to see those posts I had made and made sure I remembered everything the same, but those posts were completely gone. I dug through the group chats, even going past the Wendigo jokes to see the messages the jokes were about, saying the above story were also completely gone. It was all completely gone. I've never gotten an email or anything about any deletion. Adamantly, it scared me from even talking about it. Something didn't want me to talk about it, but it's been bothering me. That shock of seeing it in my headlights and realizing so fast wasn't my mind messing with me from being blinded just keeps repeating in my head. I just want to know what it is, if anyone else has seen anything just like it. The Wendigo, if it looks similar to the creature that he saw. The Wendigo is a mythical cannibalistic monster in a spiritual tradition of Northern America in the Algonquian speaking tribes. And I know I've said that word wrong, so I apologize. It is associated with winter and described as either a fearsome beast that stalks and eats humans, or as a spirit that possesses humans, causing them to turn into cannibals. So, yeah, I think if I saw the Wendigo, or I thought I might have seen the Wendigo after reading that, I feel like I would also be heading on home as fast as possible. So my next cryptid I found is cryptid sighting in the UK. Earlier this year, in March, I was in my work van driving from Warringlid to Littlehampton, West Sussex, to start my deliveries. It was early morning, around 5 a.m. Still pitch black, but weather was clear. I was driving southbound on the A24 and had just passed the southern tip of the village of Ashington, soon to be approaching the Storrington roundabout. On my left-hand side, this is a section of grass that runs for a few hundred feet and is about 6 feet wide or so before it comes a huge thicket of brambles. I saw a creature that I can only describe as a cardboard box colour. It was around 4 foot tall, but down on its haunches to where its heels were touching its butt, it was facing diagonally away from me into the base of the bushes, so I saw its back and left side of its body more than I saw anything else. Its spine was showing, but also ribs, but not to the extreme. It had small round ears that were in the location of a human's, but shaped in a similar way as to what a black bear's are. It had a tail that rose up into a stubble S shape, was very skinny, and seemed to be hairless like the rest of the animal. The face, from what I could see, had a muzzle, but not extremely pronounced, and it seemed to be tracking something in the grass. My guess would be some kind of rodent. Its head's movements were digital and all over the place, and it jumped like how a fox would, but pouncing. But in doing so, the soles of its feet, which I remember extremely clear as it looked like ours. But given the hours that I'm awake and the fact that I'm a proper country boy, I see multiple foxes on a daily. This was as far from a fox as a monkey is. It was nothing I had ever seen before in person, on telly, internet, or in books. The duration lasted about 5 seconds. As soon as I saw it, I had shivers all over my body, literally said out loud, "What the fuck was that?" I couldn't believe my eyes. I just got to the roundabout probably 30 seconds later and doubled back on myself to get back into the same road again in hopes I'd get a second glimpse, but I wasn't lucky. The thing about it all was almost stranger than the sighting itself, was that I had such a strong feeling of shame that came over me. I felt so shameful in seeing it and had no idea why. I remember being in tears because of it, and I don't fully understand why, but I felt like I had no business seeing it. And if I had a regular job that never required me to be up so early, then I never would have. Still no idea what it was. If anyone has seen anything similar, please share. I was trying to look up some UK cryptids to see if any kind of fit the description that they described in their story, and there is elements that fit a few different like pictures that people have created of some cryptids that have been seen in the UK. Nothing really fits perfectly to his description, and I couldn't see any of their stories aligning with people feeling like unwell or like shameful after seeing the such cryptid. There is like more stories on Reddit and other like question pages where people have explained also feeling some sort of shameful feeling after seeing it, but I guess it's not as common, so it is quite interesting and a unique experience that I feel like this person has experienced in seeing this creature in the UK. So cryptid number 3, I don't know what I saw, and I believe it's set in Turkey. I live in Izmir, Turkey. I use translation for English. I apologize in advance for my bad English. A few years ago, a friend and I went camping in the woods. We were planning on staying for 3 days. The first day was pretty good. I'm not someone who camps very often. It was nice to get away from the city. When the night came, we decided to go to bed. My friend and I had tents next to each other. We said goodnight to each other and went to bed. I don't know why, but I woke up a few hours later. It was still dark. I wanted to get out of the tent and look outside. But at that moment, I had a terrible feeling. I've never felt anything like it before. I felt like something bad was going to happen soon. Instead of getting out of the tent, I went back to bed. A few hours later, I woke up to hear my friend's voice. It was morning. We had breakfast with food that we had brought with us. My friend looked a little weak. I asked him what had happened, and then he said nothing. After breakfast, I wanted to take out my guitar and sing a little, but for some reason, I felt a little uneasy. I felt like someone was watching us. After a few hours, we both started to feel happy again. We told each other about funny memories and stuff. It started to get dark again. I was playing chess with my friend, and then I said I had to go to the tree and pee. It was getting a little dark, but I could still see in front of me, so I didn't take a flashlight with me. I went behind the tree. After peeing on the tree, I started to feel bad again. It was like someone was watching me from inside the trees. There was a sound from the right, and when I turned my head to the right, I saw something there. It looked like a sheep, but it was standing on two legs. Its face was white, and it looked like a human. I was really scared. I had goosebumps. It just stood there and looked at me. I ran to my friend and told him what had happened. I said we had to get out of here. My friend agreed and we packed up our things and went back to the city. My friend also said that he felt like he was being watched all the time. And he said that he had been feeling uneasy since we came to the forest. I don't know what I saw there. It was a bit dark, so I couldn't see much detail. But I remember that human-like face very clearly. I was trying to look up some cryptids in Turkey, and honestly, there are just so many cryptids, different ones, gods, all these different kinds of creatures over the whole country. I couldn't really see any that said, like, related to, like, it being a sheep, per se. Like, the white face, yes, but then it wasn't, like, a sheep kind of body. It was, like, a different kind of body, whether it be, like, a snake or something like that. So it'd be really interesting to see if anyone else has seen something similar, if you're from Turkey or from like a different part of the world that has seen a cryptid with those similar attributes. And the fourth cryptid today is what's following me. Okay, the last cryptid, possible cryptid in Central Texas. So this story is mostly secondhand, but I've seen some of it for myself. So here we go. So my family lived in Austin their whole lives. A few years back, they moved into a nice house on the Colorado River. Flash forward to a few weeks ago, things started getting weird. First happening, my mum and dad love feeding the ducks. They're getting old though. Anyway, they started getting a large congregation. I want to say 3 weeks ago was when a few of the ducks started being killed and dragged to their back door. They thought it must have just been the neighbor's cat because the ducks had teeth marks on them. But the neighbor said that their cat had died a month or so before, so it couldn't have been the cat. Second happening, one night my mum said she heard the sound of one of their ducks being mauled. So she got my dad to run out to scare the thing off, but it was too dark and far out into the water to see. They both swear they saw glowing green eyes. Last happening, my mum swears that something started rearranging her lawn decorations. Along the river have backyard lawns that are very well kept for passing boats and tourists. So she has a bunch of gnomes and flamingos and whatnot. Keep Austin weird, I know. Well, it apparently started out with little things moved here and there, but quickly ended up with all of her decorations being thrown into a heap. I've since visited and can confirm the lawn and have seen the photos of the ducks. This can't be a person. They would hear a boat approach and have motion sensing lights, which have failed to go off. Is this a cryptid? Has anyone heard of a water cryptid near Austin or Central Texas? So just looking up, I couldn't see any cryptids directly directly related to a water cryptid with green eyes in the Austin, Texas area. But interestingly enough, there is a green-eyed cryptid from the Battle of Chickamauga in near Tennessee on the border of Georgia. And from that battle, there was created this cryptid about a monster that has human-like with eerie green eyes and a huge deformed jaw and terrifying fangs that are protruding. So that's probably the closest thing I could see so far about the green-eyed cryptid that this person had experienced in Austin, Texas. I'm out of cryptids for today, but I thought I'd add in one more spooky story just to finish off today's video, and it's called What's Following Me. Some kind of ghost has been showing up every couple of years since I was a kid, but it's not a dead relative or anyone I know. My first encounter was when I was 7 or 8 years old. Before getting my personal encounter, my sister saw it. She was resting in bed at night and her wardrobe doors suddenly flung open and a girl was sitting in it. She ran out of the room to our parents, of course, and that's all I know of her encounter. On a different day, not sure when, but all the encounters are pretty far apart, my mother had heard a lot of noises coming from my bedroom when I was playing with my toys. But when I heard the noises, I went to my mother and she looked at me confused and then she thought I was in my room. I went up to my room to see what the noise is and saw items thrown all over my room. It was always clean and a storage box was pulled completely out from under my bed. Now for my first encounter, I was laying in bed asleep when I suddenly woke up. My door was wide open and the hallway light was on and a dark figure was standing in the doorway staring at me. I stared back for a few seconds trying to identify the figure, thinking it was my dad, but I just realized it had no features, just as a silhouette of a man. I was terrified and hid under my blanket and never came out until morning. Fast forward 5 years later, my second encounter. I was using the bathroom on the top floor of the three-story house. My mother was home and she was on the bottom floor, so this is the next part, can't be explained. The bathroom door unlocked itself and the handle pulled down. I thought someone was trying to come in, though I don't know why they'd get a tool and unlock the door from the outside. So I held the door shut after they stopped. I opened the door to see who it was, but there was nobody there. I checked the whole house only to find my mother making dinner in the kitchen. It was at this point I realized something followed me from my old house. The new home was newly built, so it couldn't have been haunted already. Fast forward about another 5 years and a weird coincidence, and it's the time for my third encounter. For a few weeks straight, my lights in my room had turned themselves on at around 2:40, 3:10 a.m., which I assumed was an electrical issue. My lights around my TV would also switch to full speed, flashing rainbow lights, which I thought meant the lights were cheap garbage. But then my main bedroom light started turning itself on whenever I left. I thought this couldn't be an electrical issue because it's almost like it's being controlled. I told my mother and sister about it and they came to see it. The light started turning itself on and off rapidly, which freaked my sister out, and my mother, a psychic, told me to tell it to stop, so I did. It listened and I've never had an issue with any light since. But then later that year, I was returning to my house from the garage and looked at the glass back door at my house as I approached. I saw my brother standing in the doorway staring at me. I was confused as to why he was being weird, so I opened the door and he was gone. I knew this could be a ghost, so I rushed upstairs to my brother's bedroom to see if he was there, and he was. He was in the middle of a game and it said he was never downstairs. I asked my mother if she heard him use the stairs and she said no. It's been 2 years since the last encounter. Thanks so much for watching, everyone. I hope you also enjoyed this spooky episode of cryptids and the one little thrown in little ghost story in there. If you have any similar experiences or stories that you also experienced, then definitely share below, and I will see you guys next week in the next one. Thanks for watching.